Wow, heart dwellers, I just had an incredible dream with the signature of the Holy Spirit that Donald Trump won the election. I'm going to share with you exactly how it unfolded. In the first part of the dream, I was at the polls, and there were seven machines up in the front of this room. All the different people were there to count the votes. And waiting in line to vote were very, very simple and plain people. A man came into the room dressed in a business suit, and he walked over and he said, "Before we do any voting, let's check out these machines and see if they're valid." And he went and he looked at each one of the machines, and there was an error on every machine, including the last machine that allowed you to vote three times. He announced that to everyone. He said, "Look at this. This machine has an error. This machine has an error. This machine has an error. And this one you can vote three times." And all the people just stared at him. But then a hush fell over the room. And the little people, the ones who were waiting in line to vote, they all took out a piece of paper. And they wrote Donald Trump's name on it. And each one stepped up to a machine and they put that slip of paper. I guess they brought little boxes or baskets. They put that slip of paper on the floor. They refused to use the voting machines because they knew they were corrupt. And then in the next scene of the dream, the polls had closed and it came time for counting the votes. And in this scene, different people sat down to count the votes, and then the people that checked to make sure that it's honest, the count is honest, they sat down with these paper votes, and they started to count them. And one girl who was counting them, a young woman who was counting them, started counting them before the Trump delegate had a chance to sit down and monitor it. And so she came up to her and she said, "No, don't start until I'm sitting here." And so the girl kind of gave her a nasty look, and she sat down, and they went through the votes together. One person's vote had spelled the name Trump wrong, and she was going to throw that vote out because the name was spelled incorrectly. She was going to pitch it out. And the other woman said, "I know this lady, and I know she voted for Trump, and you can't just throw that out." Well, that's the kind of stress and tension there was in the room where they were counting the ballots at the polls. In the next scene, it switched to a very expensive dining hall with white tablecloths and flowers and the whole nine yards. And Mr. Obama was sitting at one of the tables. I believe it was Michelle came running in and told him, "It's good, it's good. We're ahead 2-1 at the polls." So it's my guess that Obama's planning on running for a third term, and this whole smear with Hillary is just part of the big deception to put him in that position. And he looked troubled, but everyone was trying to cheer him up and say, "Yay." And I just want to say here that I know there have been rumors that Obama was going to stay in the White House for a third term, but the Lord never verified that to me. And, you know, he chooses different people for different messages. So if he gave that information, a prophetic word to someone else, that's fine. But I have to stick with what he gives me. And this is the first indication that I've had that he would be running again for president. Well, then about 5 minutes later, in walks a man, very unassumingly. And apparently she was the one who was supposed to announce it. He told her who had won the presidential election, and her jaw just dropped, her face just fell, and she said something like some kind of a stinging remark. She looked at Mr. Obama, and his face dropped, and then the scene changed immediately to a little airport, like a little podunk airport, with a small group of people, and I was with these people. And we were waiting for our future president to arrive. And it seems like he did come in on a large jet, but he came to a place that no one would have expected him to come to. And we saw him walking from the plane to the place where he would give the acceptance speech. When I looked at him, he was so humbled. I just couldn't believe how humbled the man was. I almost felt like he was in tears because the voice of the people had spoken and they had chosen him. And that's where the dream ended. So that's how the dream progressed from one thing to another. And I've been wondering myself, how in the world is he going to win this election when the polls are so corrupted? And I'm not suggesting that anyone should do that, but I'm just telling you that's what was in the dream. The people refused to use those machines because they knew the machines were rigged. And someone came in and exposed it just before it was time to vote. So they all came in and put paper ballots. I believe that if we continue to pray and fast, I know I had a day of suffering yesterday with fibromyalgia, and that's one reason why you didn't get a message, even though I started it late last night. When I was feeling better, I started two messages for you to encourage you and some information on spiritual warfare. But that's why I didn't get around to a message yesterday. I was flat on my back all day praying for Mr. Trump and for this nation. And praise the Lord, it gave me a wonderful dream to share with you. I believe if we continue to pray, make sacrifices, and repent, I believe he will be elected. The Lord will do it supernaturally, beyond all the odds, because all the important people were just devastated by this election. But it was clear that it was the will of the people, and the will of the people had spoken. Glory to God. Glory to God. His arm is not short. He's powerful and strong, and he can do anything, even elect someone against the will of the corrupt generation that has control of our government. Praise God. And I don't want to fail to mention that after his election and his acceptance speech, I had a picture of a school ground with children running around. And my impression was the first thing that he did was to reinstate Christian prayer in the schools. Well, that should tell you something. Just like when Obama came into office, the very first thing he gave permission for was partial birth abortion, which gives doctors permission to take children apart in their mother's wombs and pull them out piece by piece. A horrific, horrific thing. And that set the tone of his entire presidency. So we have great things to expect of Mr. Trump if we continue to pray and fast, and he does indeed become our next president. And I'd like to remind you all of what the Lord said the other day, so this all doesn't sound so cryptic as to why the Lord is going to allow him to win. I mean, I know a lot of you really understand that, but there are quite a few others that don't, because they don't realize what's going on with the New World Order and how much damage Obama has done to this nation. They haven't a clue, and it's all been kept from them until the time when it would be too late. So God has had mercy on us. And what he once told me, and I shared with you in one of the videos, is I do not want to leave this country in that condition to face the tribulation. Because of the prayers of the people, I want this country to be in a better place with the right leadership when the tribulation begins. So he's doing this for a multitude of reasons, not only to allow souls to be saved, more time for souls to be reached, and especially the Middle Eastern souls who right now are displaced, trying to herd them back into the Muslim faith, but they don't want to have anything to do with it. They're so turned off. So a lot of them are truly converting to Christianity. So that was what he told me. He wants to leave this country in a better place to face the tribulation. And that's the reason why he wants to put Mr. Trump into office. And I thank the Lord for that wonderful prophetic dream that he gave me this morning. So very, very grateful for that dream and that I can share it with you all. As I said, this dream had the signature of the Holy Spirit all over it. And Ezekiel did discern the dream, and he opened the Bible promises to Holy Spirit. So the Lord bless you, and please continue to pray for him and his family. It's going to be an uphill struggle, guys, all the way. We're going to have to back this man all the way, not just through his election, but all the way through his administration. We're going to have to back him and pray that the Congress and the Senate will turn around and wake up. Thank you all for your prayers and for listening to our channel. The Lord bless you with his love, his wisdom, his discernment, and his heart of prayer. Amen. And as I finished this message, the Lord began to speak to me. I am calling you, my brides, to lay down your lives and stand beside me in this race against Satan's tyranny in this country and the world. I am calling you now and for the next 3 years to lay down your agendas for being in heaven and give me your whole hearts as an offering for this country and the world. As America goes, so goes the rest of the world. And now it is your mandate as my spouse to stand for what is right. Back me up. Pray, offering every cross you are given for my kingdom come, my will be done. You as intercessors are standing at the pivotal point of the entire world's salvation. As this country goes, so will the world follow. And this is but the beginning of a purging of evil in the entire world. Can I count on you to back me up? Can I count on you to stop beating my messengers and pray about what is truly important to me? Can I count on you to be focusing on my agenda rather than your religious agendas and finding fault with everyone and everything I send you? Some of you are so wrapped up in your own opinions and your own lives that you refuse to hearken to my messengers. To you, I say, strengthen what remains, lest I come and take even that from you. Walk on the straight and narrow path, not the path of your flesh and fancies. Lay down your lives for me. Lay down your opinions, political and religious agendas. Lay down your critical spirits and stop tearing my kingdom and people to pieces. Those of you who will not hearken to this message will find life increasingly difficult as I allow you to be sifted as never before. Perhaps then it will dawn on you that you are not gathering with me, but dividing and scattering. Perhaps then you will realize, even as the conscience of America has realized, that she's been asleep to the realities and allowing her nation to be stolen piece by piece. In your lives, as things are taken from you, will you wake up and stop dividing my body? I give you this word now because I'm sorely disappointed in you. Where I expected to depend on you for support and encouragement, you've dissembled and destroyed. Perhaps you will see this as the weeks go by and you notice things are being divided and taken from your lives. Wake up, those of you who think you are for me. Wake up and stand on the right side. And for you, my brides, who have stood by me on this channel, I will visit you with my choicest blessings and hold you tenderly in my arms, where I shall restore your souls. Drink from the living waters of my heart. Drink deeply and be restored, refreshed, and prepared for the battles ahead. With me and for me, you shall do valiantly.